The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 110 and 111, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 17, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Jyotsna Vistarina Gatha Parasra Brahmana Shakti Tatidam Akilam Jagat. We are discussing this verse last Sunday. So, the example is given just like fire is localized in a place, but the heat and light is expanded. The vivid example, we can see the sun. The sun glow is situated in one place, every one of us you can see. And the heat and light is distributed throughout the whole universe. According to our Vedic conception, the sun is moving around. Not the sun is the center. It is in the center of the universe, but it is going down. Kalachak, it is called Kalachak. In Brahma Sangita, it is said that Chakshuresha Savita Sagalam Grahana Raja Samasta Sudamutri Asisateja. Dasyagmaya bhramati saṅgitakāra chakra govindamādhipurisham samaham. From Bhagavatam we understand sun is not fixed up in one place, but it is going round. And the whole universal planetary system, they are also moving, making the pole star. So, making the pole star as the five. So, we can see the sun is in the center of the universe, but it is illuminating and heating the whole universe. Similarly, Krishna is situated in his own abode, Goloka Vrindavan. But by distribution of his different energies, he is all pervading. This is the idea. When you speak God all pervading, he is energy, but he is not defined from his energy. Shakti is Shaktimata Abheva. Shaktiman, the energetic and the energy, they are not different. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Krishna said, Maya tadamidam sadvam jagat abhaktam murtina. I am situated all over the universe in my abhakta form, non-manifested form. The manifested form is Krishna, that is in Goloka Vrindavan. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He distributed all over the universe, everywhere, annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within the universe, annantarastham. And paramanuchayantarastham, within the atom also. that is all pervading. Sadvam Khaliram Brahma. So this is to be understood. The God is simultaneously localized and all pervasive. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think materially that if God is all pervading, why he should be localized? Why he should not be? That is answer. God is not under your dictation. He is all-powerful. He can do so. Remaining in his own place, he can be distributed. He can distribute himself everywhere. Annantarasam paramanu sayam. Advaita yasyati anadi anantarupam. Ekapasu rasayatum jagadanna koti. Jat shakti rasti jagadanna sayajadantam. Annantarasam paramanu sayam tarasam. Govindamadi purisham tamamu. This is the conception of what word. So, etadeśa-sita-śyāgne jūṣṇā-viśyārini jatā parasya-brahmana-śakti. So we should understand presence of God everywhere by His energy, parasya-brahmana-śakti. Tathīdam akhilam jagat. There are many places in Bhagavad Gita which is also said, Atva bahunaitena kingyatena tabhajna vishtabhya aham idam kristam itaṃsena sthitu jagat. Itaṃsena sthitu. As Paramātmā, He is situated everywhere. Then Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says, কৃষ্ণের স্বাভাবিক তিন শক্তি পরিণতি চিত শক্তি জীবশক্তি আর মায়া শক্তি এভরিথিং ইজ পরস্য ব্রহ্মণ শক্তি হোয়াট এভার উই সি দ্যাট ইজ ম্যানিফেস্টেশন অফ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড ডিফারেন্ট এনার্জি এক্সাম্পল ইজ দি ফায়ার অ্যান্ড দি হিট অ্যান্ড লাইট হিট is the material energy and light is the spiritual energy. Just like when you feel some heat, you can immediately understand there is some fire. And if there is light, you can immediately understand there is fire. The light you can see and heat we can feel. By feeling or seeing, we can understand the existence of God everywhere. This is intelligence. Not that they challenge foolishly, can you show me God? I cannot see God, therefore, no, why you cannot see God? You can feel the presence of God by heat and light. Light you can see. When there is some sign, you can see both the light and the heat. So, as it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, we should appreciate the presence of God everywhere by His different energies, exactly like heat and light. So this energy of Krishna, He has got multi-energy. Natasya kājam karanam ca vidyate, natasya sama udikasya disyate, parāsa sakti vividaiva śrīyate, sābhāmbhiki jñāna bala kriyāsa. This is Vedic Indian. Natasya kājam karanam ca vidyate. Krishna, here he is playing on his flute, but his energies are working. Just like a big man, a big business magnate, he is sitting in his room, but his energy is working, big factory is going on. Large amount of profit is coming automatically. See, if it is possible for ordinary human being that is sitting in one place and still things are going on by management of his energy. So why not Krishna, the Supreme Lord? He is sitting in one Goloka Evani Vasati Akhilatmuhu, so Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhi Stabhi Evani Jagupataya Kalabhi Goloka Evani Vasati Akhilatmuhu. He is situated in his planet Golok Vrindavan. Still, his energies are going on. The material energy is working. This material world, Krishna says, Maya dhakshe na prakriti sriyate sa charasaram. Under his vigilance, now all the laws of material nature is going on. Exactly in time, the sun is rising, the moon is rising. Everything is going on. Minutely. Very nicely. Parasya shakti. Sabhaviki jnana balakya. It is going so nicely that Krishna hasn't got to learn how to do it. The machine is so perfect, it is going on perfectly. The power is coming by his energy. Punna gandha prasidhyancha. The special seed he sowed on the ground and a particular type of plant will come out. Then rose will come out, a particular flavor will come out. Sabhaviki jnana balakya. We do not see how Krishna's energies are working. But it is working. Don't think that it is automatically there was a chunk and there was no. Not like that. Everything. But his energy is so perfect. It's like if you want to paint one nice flower, you have to arrange so many things, color and the brush and the painting cloth, and you have to apply your energy. But still it will not come so perfect. But Krishna's energy is so perfect that we see automatically, but there is supervision of Krishna. There is no question of accident. Everything is supervised. But sabhaviki jnana balakya. We have to do it with our hand to paint a picture of a nice rose flower. But in the nature, the flower is coming out, we see automatically, no, the Krishna's energy is working here. But it is going on so swiftly, so accurately, that he hasn't got to exhaust his energy, but it is working automatically. Sabhaviki jnana balakya. Whatever knowledge is required, if you have studied, you will find in the petals of the flower, the color exactly is symmetrical, everything. Whatever color is required, it is coming out. We say automatically, no automatically. Sabhaviki jnana balakya. The knowledge and the action of Krishna is so perfect, it is coming out. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna is sabhavik, means sabhavik. Natural, automatically. Inconceivable. We cannot conceive that, how it is what. So, Krishna is sabhavik, tini shakti, purinati, chit shakti, jiva shakti, or maya shakti. So, there are many energies, and all the energies now aggregated, divided into three. One is chit shakti, the material, spiritual energy. Another is jiva shakti, the marginal energy. Jiva shakti, we are marginal energy. We are shakti, we are not shaktima. You must always remember. Jiva bhuta mahabhaya, jayeda jhara. Para prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakriti para. Jiva bhuta. Jiva is para prakriti. It is prakriti. Jada Dhyabalakshana. It is not purusha. Purusha is enjoyed. And prakriti is enjoyed. predominated. Prakriti is predominated and God is predominated. So all these Shaktis are under fully under control of the Supreme Personality of God. Maya dhapsena prakriti svati sacharat. In another place, Sisti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rika Chai Vajasam Bhavanani Vibhati Durga Jashata Ichhanurupa Mapi Jashata Chishtati Sa Govindamadi Durgam Tama. Every Shakti is working under His direction. That is Krishna. Krishna Saravittin Shakti Parinati Chitshakti Jivashakti Aharamaya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the acharya process. Acharya. Asinati, sastra. One who knows the sastra artha, one has assimilated the sastra artha, he is acharya. So immediately he is giving evidence from sastra. Vishnu Shakti para prokta Kshetra Gnathya tatha para Avidya karma sanganya tritiya suk chaturishat. He has divided the whole energy of Krishna into three. Chit-shakti, jiva-shakti and maya-shakti. So the evidence is quoted from Shastra of Vishnu Puran, that Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta. Originally, the Krishna's energy is Chit-shakti. Chit-shakti means spiritual energy. Originally. Everything, just like the sun and the sunshine. The sunshine originally shining. But when it is covered by cloud, it is not shining. Then within the cloud, the real sunshine is there. So this material energy means it is covered by ignorance. This is the difference between spiritual energy and material energy. There is no two energies. Energy is one. Vishnu Shakti para prokta. That is para, spiritual energy. Khetragnakya tatha para. Khetragnakya tatha para. Khetragnya means jiva shakti. One who knows khetra and khetragna. This subject matter is dealt in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Khetra khetra gnayo jnana. So when Arjuna inquired, khetra, Krishna replied, idam shariram khetra miti abhidhiya. This body is khetra. And one who knows this body, his eyesight is my body. So I am khetra. So here the same khetragna. Khetragna kya tathapara. The jiva shakti, that is also spiritual. We are all spiritual. And this is our mistake, that I am thinking I am this body. This is ignorance. The whole world is going on under this ignorance, that I am this body. Jasyasa buddhi kunapi tithasuche saiva gokhar. If we study this verse, that anyone who is under the conception of bodily conception and this body, then he is no better than the animal. Saiva gokhar. Go means cow and khara means ass. So but this is going on. To hold the so-called nationalism, nation. So what is this idea of nation? I am a nation. I am Indian. I am Hindustani, I am Pakistani. Body becomes a soul. But Shastra rejects immediately. If anyone is under the bodily conception of life, it's Saiba Gopala. He's no better than him. This is the challenge of the Shastra. So all these so-called nationality, big nations, big races, caste, and so on, what is their position? The position is that all of them are animals, therefore. This is the body of this. Saiva Gokhala. This morning we are talking. One dog sees another dog, or he is coming from another neighborhood. He immediately begins to bark. Immigration department. Why you are coming in this neighborhood? All right, you can stay here for 3 days. Then you must have to walk. The dog barking. So we have opened so many branches, but the basic principle is Sarva Gokhara. All of them are on the platform of animal concept. This is modern civilization. India was never meant for that. Pandita Samadarshina. That is high culture we have lost now. Pandita Samadarshina. They never distinct Vidya Abhinaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Gavihastani, Sumiti, Kapati. Because there is no bodily concept of life. This is India's prerogative. But now we are also developing the bodily concept of life and becoming one of the animals. There is no distinction. If one is bodily concept of life, he is no better than animal. It may be the dogs are fighting, that I am dog and you are a different dog. If the man also fights on that the same principle, then what is the difference between dog and man? So, this can be understood when actually Prahlad Maharaj was surprised when his teacher was teaching him how to deal with enemies. He was surprised, who is enemy? So, a Vaishnava has no enemy. Vaishnava is friend. Patitanam pavanebhya. Manchakalpatarubhastakripasindabhayavati. Patitanam pavanebhya. Vaishnavibhya namonu. Vaishnava is meant for delivering the patit, the fallen. Fallen means fallen in the bodily conception of Christ. That is patit. So patitanam pavanebhya. Krishna's also business is to deliver these fools and rascals in the bodily concept of life. That's all. Dehinasmindathadehi komvanajogunamjara. First pointing out that you are not this body. Then knowledge begins. Otherwise, what is knowledge? If one is under the bodily concept of life, he has no life. And he is parāsakti. But not aparāsakti. The aparāsakti, what is that aparāsakti? The avidya karma sangha anya tritiya sakti viśyate. This material world means full of avidya and karma sangha and working hard like hogs and dogs day and night. This is material world. Material world means based on ignorance that I am this body, and working day and night like hogs and dogs. That is material life. But human life, although we have got this material life, body, we should not be bewildered. Ahamkara vimudatma kartaham iti mannasi. Ahamkara, taking this body in the concept of ahamkara, false. Ahankara, egotism. Āvindyanāvāvādhikārādhīkārādhī. This is kalahamka. Vimulātmā pattāham etimannate. And the whole world is kalahamka. So, if we want to become out of this ignorance, then we have to take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there is no possibility. And if we remain in ignorance, then we shall go on committing sinful activity and entangle ourselves in the karma chakra. Asannapi klesa vyasa deha. If we don't give up this ignorance, the bodily concept of life, and if you go on continuing this bodily concept of life, then we are becoming entangled in the laws of nature. Karmana daivanatrina jantad deho upavatti. And then we create another situation for another body. And another body means another period of suffering. This is going on. Asannapi klesa vyasa deha. Masadumanne gatamātmanoya. Ātmā is sachidānanda. But on account of being bodily covered, encased in this body, we are suffering. Therefore Krishna says that Tāra-dhidhikkhasa-bhāra. Bhārata was the son of Bharat dynasty, Bharata. So, in the material world, the suffering is there. But what is that suffering? Mātrāsparśātya kōntiya su cītasna sukhidukkada. Then, on account of this body, now, in this season, we are feeling heat, therefore the fan is there. Another season, the body is the same, but season has changed. Therefore, I have to cover with hot coat and so this feeling of heat and cold is due to this body. And what is this body? This material body. Therefore, all our feelings of happiness and distress, it is due to this body. That we do not know. Therefore, the best solution of miserable condition of life is to stop this material body. Then you become spiritually situated and there is no more contradiction. Matras for sastra konti or sitasna sukhulukkada. Agama paina nitya tan sitikha sabhar. That is advice. We have to do our own business. Self-realization. That is tapusya. Tapodibhanga putrakarena suddhita satya. Existence, to purify the existence, we have to practice tapusya. Not running like cats and dogs here and there. This will not make solution of life. Human life is meant for tapodibhanga putrakarena suddhita satya. Jasmād brahma sukhamana. This is the father. Mahasevādāramāhurvimukte. If you want to get out of this entanglement of a distressed condition, a material body, then mahasevā, you associate with Mahātmā and serve him. Mahasevādāramāhurvimukte. Tamadhyāram jyositāna sannisangam. And if you want to enjoy senses, then the path of darkness is there, tamadhyaram. Then you do not know where you are going. Today you are a human being. Tomorrow, after this body, you may become a plant, a tree, or something else. That is tamadhyaram. We are pushing through darkness, that we should not remain in darkness. Jyotirgama, tamasīmā, don't remain in darkness, come to the light. So we have got so many books of knowledge giving us light, especially in this age, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Take advantage of this and come into the light and make your life successful. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.